It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Renee Montaigne is in Northern California today with our member station KQED. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. On issue after issue this week, President Obama has to craft a message for many audiences. And they include American voters represented by lawmakers here in Washington.
Another audience is world leaders meeting at the United Nations here in New York. Many take their seats today at the meeting table of the UN Security Council. President Obama will chair it. And here's one way to summarize the president's message so far. We're changing. Now it's your turn. NPR's Don Gagne is covering the president. He's with us live in our New York studios. Don, good morning.
Glad to be here.
Let's start with a piece of tape from the president's speech yesterday to the United Nations General Assembly.
Those who used to chastise America for acting alone in the world cannot now stand by and wait for America to solve the world's problems alone. We have sought, in word and deed, a new era of engagement with the world. And now is the time for all of us to take our share of responsibility for a global response to global challenges.
Saying time to take responsibility, kind of a stern message, Don.
It wasn't exactly the new guy making nice his first time in the House. Someone described it as a put up or shut up speech for the president. And as I watched it, I couldn't help but think of someone Mr. Obama did not name yesterday, his predecessor, George W. Bush. There were all the charges of American unilateralism under President Bush, the big one being obviously the Iraq War. But Mr. Obama was basically saying, in not so many words, don't bring those past grievances to me.
Because I'm acting differently, he says. Although, how did he address the distrust of the United States that has grown up overseas in recent years?
Well, it's interesting. Near the top of his speech, he acknowledged all of the excitement and anticipation around the world that this change of leadership in America has brought about, the intense interest in him. But beyond that, he ticked off some things he said he has done in the 9 months that he's been in office, just to show how different he is. He said the U.S. will not engage in torture. He's moved to close Guantanamo Bay, though it hasn't happened yet. U.S. troops will be out of Iraq by 2011, the end of 2011. And he was cheered when he said the U.S. has even made good on its past due debt to the U.N. itself. But again, all of that was mixed in a very direct message that when something needs to be done, the U.S. won't do it alone. It can't do it alone. Everybody needs to step up.
Okay. Where exactly, then, is the president looking for help?
He said he was putting forth four pillars that are fundamental to the future. That was the rhetorical device. Nonproliferation and disarmament. He said the U.S. has pledged to work with Russia to substantially reduce arsenals. Now each country needs to secure any nuclear materials within their borders, the big thing there being to make sure nothing falls into the hands of terrorists. He said the U.N. needs to strengthen peacekeeping efforts, focusing on prevention of conflicts. There's the environment. He said even developing countries need to be required to meet certain standards. And, of course, he cited the troubled global economy, said each country needs to look at its own financial markets. But as much as anything, he spoke of how the UN needs to approach this. Give a listen to the president.
We can be remembered as a generation that chose to drag the arguments of the 20th century into the 21st, that put off hard choices, refused to look ahead, failed to keep pace because we defined ourselves by what we were against instead of what we were for. Or we can be a generation that chooses to see the shoreline beyond the rough waters ahead, that comes together to serve the common interests of human beings.
That's the president yesterday. Don, let's talk about one particular set of rough waters, though. Iran. What was he saying there?
He was equally stern. He said Iran's pursuit of nuclear weapons takes the world down a dangerous slope. He said he's committed to diplomacy, but that the UN needs to stand together.
Don, stay with us. We're going to bring another voice into the conversation because the president hopes to exert some pressure on Iran today when he chairs that meeting of the Security Council. The subject is nuclear proliferation. But if Iran's president is feeling pressured, he certainly wasn't showing it last night, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The General Assembly floor had pretty much emptied out by the time Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad came to the podium to speak. He spent much of the time railing against Israel and against unbridled capitalism and trying to deflect widespread international criticism about the elections in June. While protesters outside the UN accused him of stealing that vote, Ahmadinejad, through an interpreter, called Iran one of the most democratic governments in the world.
Our nation has successfully gone through a glorious and fully democratic election, opening a new chapter for our country in the march towards national progress and enhanced international interactions.
The Iranian leader did not address international concerns about his country's nuclear ambitions, though he responded somewhat to President Obama's outstretched hand. Again, he spoke through an interpreter.
Our nation is prepared to warmly shake all those hands which are honestly extended to us.
While he was in the General Assembly Hall to speak, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was meeting downstairs with her counterparts from the European Union, Russia, and China to prepare for a meeting they're going to have with the Iranians in October. She came out saying they're all united on their strategy.
We have consistently said that Iran is entitled to peaceful nuclear power. They are not entitled to a nuclear weapons program.
Clinton was joined by British Foreign Secretary David Miliband, who read out the official statement from the group of world powers dealing with the Iranian nuclear issue.
The meeting on the 1st of October will provide an opportunity to seek a comprehensive, long-term, and appropriate solution to the Iranian nuclear issue through dialogue and negotiation. We expect a serious response from Iran and will decide, in the context of our dual-track approach, as a result of the meeting, on our next steps.
Next steps could include tougher sanctions against Iran. Even Russian President Dmitry Medvedev, whose government has been skeptical about such an approach, held out the possibility for more sanctions after he met yesterday with President Obama.
Sanctions rarely lead to productive results. But in some cases, sanctions are inevitable.
For his part, the Iranian leader didn't show any signs in his speech that his country would cave to pressure and curb its nuclear program, which he's always insisted is peaceful. But in an interview with The Washington Post and Newsweek, he did float some ideas for confidence-building steps. He said Iran is willing to have its nuclear experts meet with scientists from the U.S. and other world powers. And he said Iran wants to buy enriched uranium from the United States for medical purposes. Ahmadinejad said those are proposals Iran will bring to the table in Geneva October 1st. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, New York.
President Obama is not expected to meet Iran's president here in New York this week, but there are certainly discussions about Iran, and NPR's Don Gagne is still with us. And Don, what kind of discussions have been going on?
Iran comes up at every bilateral meeting. We heard Michelle reference the session with the president and Mr. Medvedev yesterday, and the White House is really trumpeting what Mr. Medvedev said. He said, "We believe we need to help Iran to take a right decision." He went on to say that they need to prevent Iran from obtaining nuclear weapons. The White House sees that as real progress. They were really happy to hear it. And that
suggestion
topic—
suggestion that Russia is on board with pressing Iran in some fashion.
Exactly. We don't know how we move forward yet, but that was the lead out of that meeting yesterday.
Don, good talking with you.
Thank you.
NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne is here in New York, where President Obama will be chairing a meeting of the United Nations Security Council today. The subject is nuclear nonproliferation. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.